with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Podcast time, guys. Thanks for downloading, first of all. And you are about to have half an hour of the wildest time of your life.
I'm surprised that you're actually still here.
Yeah.
After your self-diagnose, you weren't going to make it through the show.
Yeah, I had a self-diagnosis. I am off to the hospital today. I'm taking myself along. If you want to find out why, you'll have to keep listening.
You're going to the doctors.
Same, aren't they? Doctor, nurse, you're all the same.
Pretty much. I thought that I might be sexy as well, so I needed to get your opinion on that, which is interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting where that break went. Plus, a lot of animals, they're coming back to the GV, guys, after they've been disappearing. I haven't seen a few of these for a while. I've been noticing a lot of wildlife returning just because of coronas, less people about, all that sort of stuff.
I'll be keeping an eye out for sure for some of these animals now. And we did ask you guys about what TV shows have you been binging, because you're in the middle of a binge.
Yeah. And you are also, Herbs, are struggling to hang up people on the phone. So we talk about that and test out the theory. Enjoy the catch up again. Thanks for downloading, guys. And we will speak to you tomorrow, unless you want to binge our podcast.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, Josiah, I was doing something in the afternoon, and in my head I thought, Herbs, you're a bit sexy right now.
Yeah, you are, Herbs. Were you just existing? What were you doing?
I was doing something, and I'm not really, I'd put myself in the sexy category. I really wouldn't.
I'm not your
sexy girl, because you know how some girls are sexy? I'm not your sexy
girl. Nah, Herbs, this is where girls go wrong, right? Stop comparing yourselves to Kardashians and Instagram girls and stuff. Who determines what sexy is? You're sexy in your own right.
Yeah, but if you think of sexy people, I mean, the first thing that the listeners really learnt about me on the show, because you wouldn't shut up about it, is that I have an excessive sweating problem.
Nothing more sexy than that.
I also, last week, mentioned to everyone that I was quite gassy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like I said, Herbs,
sexy?
Yeah, but to some people that is. Why are you letting that determine that it's not sexy?
Because if it is sexy, then I'm probably one of the sexiest humans alive if all those tick the sexy box. But yesterday I did do something which I think a lot of people might do, especially women, and I think men might go, holy mackers, that girl's gone up in my sexy book file.
I've never heard mackers. I know they're a great sponsor of the show, been called holy before, but let's roll with that. Holy mackers.
So yesterday afternoon, myself and my housemate Dee, we took to the gardens for a bit of maintenance. Dee hopped on the mower while old Herbs, I was on the whippersnipper.
Oh, yeah. As a guy.
Oh, and I felt like a sexy beast on that machine. I was whipping and snipping, and I was hoping that anyone was going to drive by and see me in action. Is it sexy? Was I sexy yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Any girl doing that. I'll tell you what's sexy about that. I don't actually think it's just the look of you in a trucker hat mowing the lawns or doing the whippersnipper. That's not sexy. It's the act of you doing it, because us blokes don't have to. I'll tell you what. The other day I got home, my roommate Morgan, she was mowing the lawns for us, and I tell you what, I got a bit hot under the collar. I've never seen her.
Leave the bedroom door open tonight, Morgs.
Morgan.
Josiah's coming in.
I'm in. She mowed the lawns. She's never had a knock on her bedroom door before, but my goodness, that night. Whoo.
To be fair, if we think about it, when men cook for us, that's sexy for a man to do.
Is it something to do with the reverse roles? A girl doing the blokes, technically what's on paper is the blokes' jobs, a guy doing what the girls stereotypically do. Is that why it's sexy, maybe?
Yeah, or maybe it's just because, like if it's me whippersnipping, and I already mentioned how I sweat so much, seeing a sweating machine behind an actual machine just gets you really going.
Oh, I'm on, Herbie. I'm coming over, baby.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, around the world, obviously with coronavirus happening at the moment, we are seeing some remarkable scenes with nature, like obviously the most famous one is the canals in Venice with no people and no pollution going on. The dolphins have obviously reappeared, and you can see them in the canals now. Unbelievable footage.
It's crazy. The air in China, they've had views, which they didn't even realise that they had views, people in their houses, because the air's cleared up so much.
In Thailand, overnight, it's just come out. This is unbelievable. They've rediscovered a endangered species of turtles called the leatherback turtle. Now, this is so cool. They haven't seen one in 8 years. Now, because of everyone in Phuket obviously having to stay indoors a lot more and with their strict lockdowns, they've discovered a leatherback. This guy has this. This is actually unbelievable how he discovered it. He was going for a run along the beach and sees the turtle. He was quoted as saying, "The last time I saw one was 8 years ago. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a standard turtle, so I was going to take the eggs back and I was going to eat them." But before he took this turtle's eggs to go eat them, he thought he'd called the village officials, and when he advised what the turtle looked like, they told him not to eat it because that is one of the rare leatherbacks.
Always check first if you see something in nature you're unsure about. Always check before you eat.
Now, yesterday, Herbs, I don't know if this is legal or not, but I decided to go for a drive across the Goulburn Valley. In fact, I went on quite the adventure yesterday, and I tell you what, it's not just happening in Venice or Thailand. It's happening across the Goulburn and Murray Valleys and even at Mount Buller as well. So yesterday, I was driving past Kmart in Shepparton there, congregating in massive numbers out the front were wild bush turkeys. I don't know if you've seen that. Have you seen those there?
No, how long? I actually don't really know about a bush turkey.
Yeah, they've been coming back, obviously, because they're so used to staying out in the bush, but because of all the less amount of people and stuff, they've been coming into town for a feed. So they're out the front of Kmart and Coles there. I then went up to Cobram for a swim just off Quinns Island there in the Murray River. You're not going to believe what swam past me. And it must be because of the coronavirus. A couple of dolphins and a whale.
I wouldn't expect to see that out near Cobram.
No, neither would I, but it's because of coronavirus and, you know, no pollution. They're all coming back because there's been no
lucky
people.
You're still here to tell the story today, my friend.
Well, you wouldn't believe it, because then after I went for a swim, I thought I might go check out Mount Buller. I haven't been up to the summit for a while and say...
You got around.
Yeah, I thought I'd go say g'day to our listeners up there. On my way back down, I thought I saw something massive moving in the woods just to the kind of to the side of the road there as you're going back up one of those bends. I was like, surely not. I pulled over... And I look. I didn't manage to get a photo. It was a woolly mammoth.
Is this confirmed? Can we put some photos up at our socials?
Like I said, I didn't actually manage to get a photo. I got a bit scared and drove off. And then when I got back to Shep, I was going past Vic Park Lake. I'm like, man, you look the cleanest you've ever seen, ever. You know, like the lake is looking stunning at the moment. If you've been for a walk around it, you know what I know. I don't know if any other listeners out there saw what I saw yesterday.
I haven't seen a woolly mammoth of late.
You know what, 13, 12, 16, if there's any listeners that saw this or message us on the Hit GV Instagram account, as I was walking past or driving past Vic Park Lake in Shepparton, I swear I saw the Loch Ness Monster. I swear. I don't know if this is true or not, Herbs. I don't know.
Can't confirm or not confirm.
You're not confirm. It's happening, Loch Ness in Vic Park Lake.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbie, I think this is my last show for a while. I might be off for the next few days. In fact, I reckon I might be off for a few weeks with an operation.
This is so dramatic. This is what's happened. As soon as you called me this morning, this is what I've had to deal with. You being dramatic.
I believe I've got a hernia in my groin.
You called me this morning and you said this straight away. I'm not doubting you, but it's what followed afterwards that now I'm starting to doubt you, because you just take... What followed? Well, first you told me, I think I've got this. I'm going to go to the doctors. I've already messaged them late last night to say I need an appointment. They'll let me know before 7 o'clock. At around 20 past 6, you said, no, I'm messaging them now, even though they're going to contact you. And when you messaged them at 20 past 6, you said, I think I need a CAT scan. What do I need to do to get a CAT scan? You haven't even had an appointment.
Because I've done my research and I know for a fact I've got it. My dad actually got a hernia cut out in January. I've got one in my belly button at the moment. It's a little one. It's kind of just sitting there. It's doing its thing. It's not painful. Whereas this one in my groin, Morgan and I, my roommate.
This alleged one.
No, I definitely have one. So after you and I went for a massive walk yesterday for our mapping challenge, I decided to sit down and we're talking in 15 minutes' time about TV binges. And that's exactly what I was doing on the couch yesterday with my roommate, Morgan. I went to get up and there was a pop just next to my groin. This is a lot of information, and I can no longer move my right leg forward without a very, very sharp sensation on the right side of my groin. I've definitely got a hernia, Herbie.
I'm not doubting you. I've never had one, so I can't exactly say if you've got one or not. But I think before you do the full self-diagnose, you go to the doctors and then you tell them your symptoms and they will let you know what to do then.
Well, I potentially will go to Princess Park Today Clinic and they can help me out. However, before then, I am a big fan of Dr. Google because last time I Googled my symptoms, and I know medical practitioners advise not to do this, Google diagnosed me with the shingles. I then went to the doctor. Guess what, Herbie? I had the shingles. So Google isn't too far off the money.
It's not always right. Some people think they're going to die once they read Google.
Now, you're going to believe me when you hear what some of the symptoms are. I'm going to play some classical music for no reason at all and go through the symptoms.
Do you want me to be Google? I'll be Google.
Here we go. It says, if you have a hernia, you might have one of these things. Discomfort in the groin area. Tick.
Check.
That gets worse when you bend or lift something.
Tick. Tick. Okay.
Heaviness in the groin or abdomen. I can't say that word. Abdomen.
You definitely don't have heaviness in the groin.
I've got pain, though. Which is the next one. Pain or discomfort during the bowel movement or urination. Oh, I didn't read that one.
How are your wees this morning?
A little painful, to be honest. No, they're all right. They're all right.
They're all right.
So
okay.
We'll give that one a dash.
Have you done the old number two?
Not yet, to be honest. My cycle is usually at 9:30 this morning.
Okay, we'll find out soon how that one goes.
Pain or discomfort toward the end of a day, particularly if you're standing a lot. That was last night. That's when the pain came on, so that makes sense. Tick.
Okay.
Any symptoms of strangulated hernia, which include fever, vomiting, nausea, and severe cramping. I vomited and I have severe cramping.
So you're looking like you do have a hernia, and I haven't doubted you from the start. I'm just saying go to the doctors before you book your MRI and CAT scan.
The main symptom that Google says, which I'm going to have to ask. I know you're on FaceTime, but if you have a real close look, Herbs, you have to tell me if this is true. If you have a groin, here we go. It says, if you've got a massive bulge in the groin area, you have a hernia. Do I have a hernia, Herbs?
You definitely don't have anything close to a hernia.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have been in isolation for a few weeks now. People are getting used to only leaving their house for the four essential listed things that we can do, a.k.a. go grocery shopping. You can go to work if you're still working at this present time. But I have found that now, because I am working from home and I literally only have those four reasons to leave the house, and so I only go to the shops really once a week, that I've been caught doing something a lot that when out of isolation years ago never ever happened to me. I always had a way out, but now in isolation I'm found myself quite stuck.
Right, and you've come to Uncle Josiah for help?
I do need your help. So, and I reckon you could be in a similar situation as me with this. So when I'm getting phone calls at the moment, because that's obviously a great way to communicate to those that you can't see, I am chatting to them and it's great. A lot of my girlfriends are calling and they go for an extended period of time. Like I had my auntie call me last night and that was going for over an hour, which is lovely. I want to speak to my close friends and family. But it's now the problem I found that I don't have a way out.
What do you mean, like to hang up the phone call?
So you know how you have an out? Like if you're on the phone to someone and you know it's going a long time, but you don't just go bye, because I've never heard someone just go bye and hang up without ending the phone call first for a reason. Like you don't just go bye, done. You give them a reason. And before isolation, I'd say, oh, hey, sorry, Josiah, I'm just going to the gym. Got to head off now. Hey, Josiah, I've got dinner plans heading to my friend's house. Oh, sorry. Parents are at the front door. They've come to visit. I have to give you a call back later.
People
always
know
have
it's
an
not
excuse.
True. Yeah, people, and when you say them, people will be like, well, you're lying because there's coronavirus. You can't be doing that. Literally.
I literally can't do it. So I don't know what to do now. So now I'm thinking, oh, sorry, Josiah, I've got to go have a shower.
Mm.
I can do that any time of the day because I'm at home all day.
You were saying yesterday when on the phone to our boss, Leroy, that you just wanted to get him off the phone and you didn't know how. Is that still the case with Leroy or?
Yeah, that is the case. Not just with Leroy, with anyone that calls me. I don't like to chat. Have you found yourself in this situation? Like, my excuses, I used to have a long list and now it's things around the house which can also be done any time around the house.
You've come to the wrong person because, you know me, I'm a sickler for the asking that extra question. I'm the other person on the phone call. I'm the one who... I'm the one who's staying on the phone for an hour. I don't get off. You're having to get me off the phone. You know that.
I actually have come to the wrong person. You are the worst person to go anywhere with. Even yesterday, you and I went for a coffee because we were doing a task together for work, and we ran into someone that you knew, which was lovely to meet and say the conversation. But when you start seeing them trying to walk away, and while they're walking away and you're still throwing a question at them, I think, mate, learn when to give up. They don't want to chat anymore.
Everyone wants to chat.
No, they
love me.
Don't.
Yes,
not
they
that.
Do. If they're busy, my
this
friends.
This is a classic. This is you. Can I do it? Hey, how are you going? Send my love to the fam.
Yeah, because I'm Albanian. Say hi to the family for me. We start the convo. Say hi to the you start the convo.
How's the fam?
You end the convo. Yep. Say hi to the fam. We're very family orientated.
No. Maybe you could help me then in this situation, actually. You might have excuses I can use.
Yeah, maybe you drop the family card or you say hi to the fam. Hey, fam, say hi to the fam to get out of the phone call. That's maybe the way to wrap up the conversation because then they know you have to go. And they'll go, oh, where are you going? Oh, I've just got to do some work. But say hi to the family for me. All right.
Do you know what?
Actually, Herbie's being really nice right now. Yeah, you too, Herbs. All the best. And then it's like a nice out.
Should we put it to the test?
Who are you going to try it on your mum? Say hi to the fam.
I mean, they live upstairs. She's living downstairs. So she probably doesn't see the boys now. They're playing FIFA 24/7. I reckon let's put it to the test. I'll try and get one of my friends on and see if I can get them off the phone after getting them.
Now, you've taken my advice on board, though.
Yes. So this is, you've said it's not just yours. It's the Albanian approach. So when you normally start a conversation, you say, how's your family? And then to end the conversation, you just do a quick send my love to the family, and that's your out.
Well, it's rude to not ask about how your family is. It's not rude. You just do it because it's a nice thing to say.
What if you've never met their family? Do you still ask?
Doesn't matter. How is your family? Yeah, okay. Mum and Dad are good, or such and such is such and such. But then I said to you, maybe it's a good ending. I've never actually thought of this myself. I just say it naturally. But if you end the conversation with send my love to the family, it's like you're just naturally wrapping up the conversation. I reckon
and it's
this could
like
work.
I care.
Yeah, it does.
Especially throughout this pandemic.
They might be like, oh, okay, I guess the conversation's over. However, they'll be like, oh, I can't get angry at her because she just said send my love to the family. What a nice girl.
I'm not against this approach and I'm willing to put it to the test right now. So I've put my friend Sam's number in. We're going to give her a call and see. I don't know if I'll be as good as you. You're quite smooth when you do this. You have that little bit of charm that you add in. I'm just going to call, have a quick chat and see if I can use the Albanian approach to get out.
All right, let's chuck it in and give her a call right now.
Hello.
Hey, Gerald, how are we?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, you know, just ISO living. What have you been up to much in isolation?
Nah, just working, sleeping, eating.
Have you been out to see the boy? How's that one going?
Oh, yeah, I've just been mainly on FaceTime and things like that. Haven't really been able to see him face-to-face. We've caught up for a walk and just kept kind of, you know, distant. But other than that, that's about it.
Oh,
it's a bit depressing.
Well, Sam, send love to the family.
Yeah, will do. You too.
Right, bye. Bye.
Oh, bye.
Yes! Nailed it, Herbs.
That was one of the most awkward things I've ever done, and it was with my friend.
She hates you. But at least her family's well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Over the weekend, I don't know whether I'm proud of myself or ashamed, because I went on a TV binge that is still going, to be honest. I'm only at work because I have to be honest. If I wasn't here, I'd be back at home. I guess it's a good thing because I'm doing the right thing and isolating, and I should be at home watching TV.
It's true. A lot of people are in similar situations to you, though. I think we are at home and they're jumping on the old TV binge bandwagon. But there is other things we can do. We can get outside.
Yeah, which is why I'm a bit ashamed because the binge started Saturday night. My roommate and I, Morgan, we sat down on the couch and we decided to put on Money Heist. Have you seen that on Netflix?
First season.
Awesome, hey?
It's great. It is great. Although, when you know the other language, but they do it in English and it doesn't match up to the mouths.
Yeah, because
it's not syncing correct.
Because it's a Spanish TV show, so it's in Spanish, but they dub it in English. Lucky me hablo español, so it's all good for me. fluent, in fact. But that's not part of the point. The point is, I started it Saturday night, woke up Sunday morning, and I never usually put the TV on first thing. But you know what? I was that addicted that I took it, I hit play, didn't get off the couch till I went to bed that night. We binged again.
Stop.
Yesterday, came to work. As soon as I got home from work, guess what Morgan and I did? Put on Money Heist again. In that time, we've finished 18 episodes, which means we've been close. They're not quite an hour-long episodes.
Close, so say around 15 hours?
Yeah, I'd say about 15, 16 hours of watching this show in the last, well, let's say in 24 hours' time. I'm proud of the effort because it's a brilliant TV show.
It's a big effort.
I'm not going to stop.
It's sad that that's what you've done.
Is it sad, though?
It is. I think it's sad because there's other things you can be doing, and you know, exercising is a big one. You can go for big walks.
Well, that's a good point. But I'd rather watch Money Heist. If there's anyone else out there though that could help me out, make me feel a little bit better, I do want to ask, how long was your TV binge? Now, Herbie, I do know you love a bit of Netflix.
I do love Netflix. I love a streaming service at the moment. I think they're great, and they've come in at a perfect time. And over the break when you and I were away, I actually did smash out a TV show, but we did it over probably 3 days and there was 8 episodes.
Who was that with?
So it was with my dad. You're gonna love what I smashed out. We specifically got Amazon Prime to watch this. We smashed out The Test.
What's that? I've never heard of it.
It's about the comeback after the cheating scandal in the Australian Test squad.
Oh, amazing.
And it's about how they came back. So I smashed it out. It is an amazing watch. I'll give them that. If you're a coach out there, if you love sport, you'd love this. But 8 episodes, I did it in, I think, 3 days because we'd stop and start.
Awesome. If you can beat that, or if you can beat my 18 hours, our number 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley, help me out. Make me feel a little bit more sane, especially during these times where we're in isolation a lot more. How long was your TV binge? Christy is in Shepparton. What did you binge, Christy?
Well, it was all day Sunday, and I too watched The Test by Kirby, but I finished it in one day.
Oh, I wanted to finish it, but Dad made me feel guilty about it. How good is The Test, Christy?
It was really, really good. I am a big sport nut, but I was surprised how much I loved it. It's really, really good to watch.
I got emotional at times. It was...
I did too.
We have had some messages come through at our Hit Instagram, at Hit GV. You can get involved there. Colton's mama has said 4 weeks.
What are you doing for 4 weeks?
I just don't know.
Game of Thrones, maybe? There's a lot of series and long eps there. That will go for a few weeks.
That's a long time, I'd say. Also, Mini Josiah, I'm being told, Ethan.
Oh, yeah, Mini Josiah.
17 days.
17 days. What could you be watching for that long? That's what I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, do you know what? When I remember Making of a Murderer came out, I smashed that out because I just wanted to know the answer and I didn't get an answer. So it was pointless.
You're still waiting for the answer. Your binge has been going for 3 years. We just got a call on 13, 12, 16 from Cameron in Echuca. He had to bail, but he said he was stuck in a 1 week binge watching the show Shooter, which is on Netflix as well. Now, I've seen the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. Unbelievable. I believe the TV series is based on that. I've heard good things, but I feel like nothing compares to the movie. So I haven't set foot on that one yet.
Well, I'm the same. I've only seen the movie. So maybe once you finish Money Heist, do we jump into the Shooter binge?
Nah,
together?
I've already got my next one worked out, Herbs. I'm
going.
Sorry.
Shut that down.
And by the way, you're not invited. I'm starting Ozark next.
Oh, yeah, I've heard good things. So, haven't watched it either.
Really excited. How good's Netflix and TV binge chat?
It just streaming, makes... Disney Plus, it's all there, Stan. Pick your winner.
Greatest thing about coronavirus is not feeling bad about doing it. It's like, I can't be doing more productive things. I may as well just watch more Netflix.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This one is huge.
Now, this has been a long time coming, Herbs, because on Friday's show I set you a challenge around this time, and that was to go for a run on your Apple Watch. Or your whatever app you use that tracks it, and you can actually see via satellite what run you did. And I thought, with people in isolation, it's a great little initiative to do. And I thought you could spell out the words. I set you the challenge to spell out the words HIT or HIT GV or HIT 96.9.
Exactly.
You came back yesterday, revealed that you were too lazy over the weekend to do it.
See, I actually had a medical appointment that I had to go to that wasn't self-diagnosed. So I did do that on the weekend, and I said, I know that's my mistake, but I will achieve this goal today. And we know that people around the world have had difficulties when it comes to spelling out a word running. There was a guy in Boston who tried to write Boston Strong. He did Boston Strog. So I had this pressure on me thinking, What if I get this wrong?
You better get it right. This is the challenge I gave you. How did you go? Did you find streets around Shepparton? Did I get involved? Who knows, Herbie?
This is the hard part. When you actually go to Google Maps to sort of map out your words, our streets around Shepparton and Maroopna, where I live, not a grid block, you know? It's not grid. A lot of curves. It's hard to work out your words. So I went in town, and maybe with the help of someone I won't name, we mapped it out.
Yeah, that unnamed person's me, Josiah. You know, I needed my daily exercise for the day, so I thought I'd come along, give you a bit of company. You and I walked 1.5 metres away from each other, and we found a spot on the map which kind of works, didn't we?
It works. It works so well that I can announce this morning, GV, that we have two maps for you. That's how successful we are. We have one that says Hit. We have one that says Hit GV, and you can check them out now at our Hit Instagram at Hit GV.
Now, a round of applause for us for getting the challenge done.
Yay! Thank you for helping.
I will say, my absolute pleasure. I think that my self-diagnosis may have something to do with the walk that we went on yesterday, which you
were knackered.
So was I. My legs were so sore. It does look like a three-year-old's handwriting. I will say that. It's not perfect crystal clear writing from the satellite, is it?
No, it's not. See, the first one we attempted just the Hit, a lot more clearer, but then we said no. We can take this a step further. Let's get Hit GV. And so we did do just that. But that has to be cursive because we didn't know how to pause without it restarting and the lines being there. So you've got a cursive Hit GV, which is quite fancy. It's quite very ahead of our time for 2020, you could say.
Yeah.
And so if you want to check it out, it's at our Instagram. And I think that we are now the new Picassos.
We are. If Picasso can make those terrible drawings worth an unlimited amount of money, I'm sure that our satellite image of our run yesterday is no doubt worth the same. But we do want you guys to get involved as well. If you have gone for a run or a walk, turn your tracking apps on and try and either spell out a word or maybe do a shape, do a love heart, whatever it is. We will post your photos. Send them in over the next couple of days to Hit GV on Instagram and Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook.
It actually was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Working it out. Like, it was a bit of a task, and I know people have done the teddy bear hunts. They've done lots of activities. So this could be the new one. You and I really enjoyed our time together. It was a beautiful day to go for the walk. So I highly recommend going out as your family and doing this activity. It's quite a challenge, but it is a fun one.
Get creative, guys. And I will say this right now. If someone manages to draw out a giant turd, I will give you a Macca's voucher as well.
He's such a boy.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We have a dumb criminal we need to speak about. And I tell you what, these pop up a little too often for mine. There's a lot of dumb thieves out there and you just think, how'd you get it so wrong?
Can I take a wild guess and say, has this story come out of Florida in America? Because many of these dumb criminal stories do.
You've hit a nail on the head right there.
Of course I have.
Florida. Specifically, Hamilton, which is part of Florida. A guy over there, you know when you read something and you just think, surely not. Like, people can't be that dumb, but people are. So there's a 36-year-old man named Richard Hamilton, and he's in Florida, and he wasn't having a very good day. He had to go to work, and he really couldn't be bothered. He thought, nah, work's not for me. I'm just not doing it today. I reckon we've all been there, but you somehow pick yourself up and you go, no, I've got to do this because I am an adult and that is part of my responsibilities of growing up is to go to work.
Yeah, that's me every day, to be honest.
But for Richard, no, he couldn't do it. He decided, I'm not going to work. I'm not doing it. Thrown in the towel. And he knew he had to make something up to get out of there. I mean, is he going to pull a sickie? No, he didn't pull a sickie. He did the next best thing. He made a bomb threat.
Whoa.
So
clearly not thinking properly.
He's called 911 and said, at my building, or at a bit, sorry, not my, at a building, 110 Wellington Trace, there is a bomb. I'm pretty sure there's a bomb. And obviously, people take that pretty seriously, especially the police. So they went and investigated and they ended up evacuating the whole building, which is around 20 people from the building. And then when they started to speak to people about, hey, have you seen anything? What's going on? This is what the threat sounded like. And they came across one vendor that was evacuated from the building and they were like, was everyone here today? And they said, no, actually, we're missing one person, old Richie, old Dicky boy. He's not here. And when they looked into it, they realized that the phone call made to them about this bomb threat was from a guy named Richard.
Richard, what are you doing, mate? What an idiot.
They quickly put one and two together and realised that Richard had used his own personal cell phone to make a bomb threat about his work. So he was arrested, and then when the deputies asked him for his phone, he said, no, I've lost that one. So I just was sick at home. I've lost my phone, though. And then they checked his car. His phone's just sitting on the driver's seat.
Awesome. It doesn't get much more stupid than that. Not to mention, Dick, if you are listening, buddy, you've got to keep it simple. Instead of getting a day off work, they don't argue things like gastro. You don't have
exactly.
to say, you don't have to go with the bomb angle. Go with gastro. Your dog ate your homework. I don't care. Just not a
look
bomb.
Look at today. I mean, we've got the biggest pandemic going on in the wild. Just pull coronavirus.
You know what? I might pull that on you now and sit the rest of the show out.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I'm going to tell you an unbelievable story to a lady in America who was pronounced dead for 27 minutes. Have you ever thought about what happens when you die?
Not really. Honestly, I think if you spend too much time on that, there's no point living, is there?
Got to live in the now. I mean, it's nice exactly. to know that you're going to go somewhere or have some sort of direction in your life. That way you can live more peacefully on Earth, but everyone, each to their own, I guess.
You'll find out eventually.
Yeah, hopefully not when it's too late. Well, there's a lady named Tina Hines. She unfortunately suffered a heart attack. She was resuscitated 6 times, 4 times by her husband. Well done to him. And 2 more times at the hospital with a defibrillator. Always find that word hard to say. Defibrillator. In total, though, she was considered dead 27 minutes throughout those 6 times she was brought back to life, back and forth. When she woke up in the hospital finally, she couldn't talk because she had a tube in her throat, but she signalled to her family to give her a pen, and the words she wrote down was, "It's real." Now,
here we go.
The big question, was she talking about heaven or hell? Or was she talking about her husband's nightmares that she was having? She revealed that when she died, she did in fact go to heaven. She was standing at the big black gate, she described them. Jesus was in front of them with a bright yellow glow behind him, and then she woke up, came back to life.
See, for me, you have to believe in heaven for this to be true, because some people don't believe in it. Some people don't believe in Jesus, in God. So if they don't, then they're not going to believe this story. For her, I'm glad it worked out. But I just don't think there might be something straight away when you pass away. I think you're going to have to get there eventually.
Or you could argue those people could end up at hell.
Yes, this is true. It's very true.
I haven't told you this story before, Herbie, but the guy has come on this show before. I have a friend of mine who was stabbed he's been stabbed more than three times. He got stabbed like 18 times, but he was pronounced dead 3 times, and he was dead for a total of 17 minutes, I believe. He was in a coma, a friend of my sister's. He was in a coma for over 8 months, woke up. He describes the exact same thing. He reckons he saw it as well. Unbelievable.
I mean, yeah, Elf Stewart out of Home and Away, I remember an episode where he saw it. And I mean, they don't lie on Home and Away, so maybe it is true.
Well, you're right. If this lady from America, my mate, Semi, who got stabbed, says he saw it, and if our from Home and Away saw it, you know what, guys? It's true.
It's true.
It's 100% exactly what happens. Well, I guess you're right. Each their own, but I definitely reckon that we end up going somewhere, that's for sure.
Do you want to find out?
Yeah, what have you got for me?
We'll wait a couple of years.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
As Aussies, it has become almost an icon of our country, the old bin chicken, the ibis bird.
Yes, it is. I reckon I really got into the ibis in 2016 when I was living in Sydney. They were around me everywhere where I was living. I made a little, like, 5-minute doco about them.
Weird name for your ex-boyfriend, the old bin chicken. Now, people are going absolutely nuts because they reckon they've discovered a brand new type of bin chicken, a brand new kind of species of the ibis. They're calling it the deluxe ibis. It's got a real name. It's called the straw-necked ibis. But why people are going so nuts are over it. Obviously, you can see the ones around the GV. They're pretty ugly. Yeah. They're in your face. There's a lot around Vic Park, Lake and Shep.
I don't mind them. Am I the only one that finds them not ugly?
It's just when you see them going through a bin and taking out the scraps. That's how they get the nickname. They're a bit dirty.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. after a big night for sure. But let them do their thing. Yeah, as long as they're not in the bin, they're harmless. But this new deluxe bin chicken, it looks pretty sexy. So on the side where the normal bin chicken's kind of just a black, big black feather, this one is almost a rainbow-coloured effect on its side.
Like a peacock bin chicken.
Almost. You know when you like on a rainy day and the roe gets a bit oily in a patch and it kind of forms that kind of colourful oil-looking effect? That's essentially what the side of the ibis looks like.
And this, I tell you what, you couldn't hate these ones.
No, that's the thing, because they look so rare and almost with a rainbow effect. They're calling it a futuristic ibis bin chicken. Can you Google something for me?
Yep.
Can you eat an ibis? You reckon?
You,
I mean, if we can eat chicken, if we can eat ducks, if we can eat all sorts, if we can eat emus, surely you can eat an ibis.
The white ibis is the bird. The bird is federally protected. You can't legally eat this bird.
Right. Yet they can eat it into our bins, yet we can't eat them.
I think so. So what are you going to have for lunch now?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I was going to go hunting for the straw-necked ibis and cook up a feed for you and I, but I might have changed plans today.
No more ibis wraps today.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We are playing What's Your Occupation? It's a crowd favourite. It's a simple game. You call up, tell us your car, we guess your occupation. If we get it wrong, then boom, you win a Macca's voucher. Simple as that.
It is so simple. Kylie's in my poll this morning. What sort of car do you drive?
I drive a 2014 Ford Ranger Wildtrak.
Whoa.
It's a beast.
Okay. We're moving with this bad boy. What colour?
Sort of like a gunmetal grey blue.
Do you love your
dangerous
car? Are you a real car person, Kylie?
I love my car.
Gosh, this one's tricky.
Are you working at the moment, Kylie, or has coronavirus affected you?
I'm working at the moment. I'm currently travelling to work now.
Ooh, nice and early. So you probably start at 7 o'clock. Is that a clue?
It could be.
Kylie, can I ask you, what was your car before the Ford Ranger?
Oh, good question.
It was a 2009 FG Ute.
Okay, similar.
Okay, you love your Utes, you love your beast car. However, I'm going to throw a little wild one in here. Kylie, I reckon you're a school teacher.
No.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Aren't school teachers at home?
Yeah, no, not all. Not all. Don't worry about that.
Okay, my turn. All right. Should I just keep it simple? Do you work in a factory?
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay, I'm going to have to narrow that one down. Won't give that a tick of approval.
Come on,
go
on. Say a local factory. We've got to get specific, Herbs.
I mean, does it get more local than SPC?
No.
Oh.
It's not SPC.
I mean, the good news is, Kylie, you've won yourself a Macca's voucher. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now tell us, reveal to the Golden Valley, what do you do for a crust?
I'm a butcher. I actually work at the Butcher Club in Shepparton.
No way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do we get these? We're so bad at this
game. That's amazing. How's it been down there? Have you guys been busy or?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. We've got plenty of stock there, so we're keeping up with the business and, we're plugging away.
Beautiful. Might come in for some ribs today, actually.
Yeah, we've got some good ones. Come and see me.
Yes.
Kylie, what would you say is the best meat you offer?
We offer quite a big range, actually.
But would you say a cutlet, or are we thinking more down the line of a chook?
Oh, look, we sell a lot of everything, to be quite honest.
Hey, Kylie, before you go, last night I cooked myself a rump steak. I'd put it on, rubbed it in oil, 3.5 minutes each side, was going for the medium. Turned out more like beef carpaccio. It was pretty rare. In fact, I think that's why I'm feeling a bit sick today. Is that all right to have rare beef? I'm not going to die today, am I?
No, you should be right, mate. If it's running around on your plate, you can still chase it with a steak knife.
if it's good enough for a dog, it's good enough for me. Good on your
plate.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.